the one and only Kevin Harrig, debuting some new music.
Alrighty. Hi, how's it going, everyone? So last year, my wife and I took a long road trip on the west side of this continent, and it was just such a contrast between Moab and Yellowstone and Montana from the west side that was sprawling and crazy and kind of suffocating. So I wrote this song called Lost Boy. Here we go. Groans of the cranes, totems for today, moving up, and soon all we'll have to remember is the rambling of our elders and all of those pictures that we've cropped. We're just nails and screws, building anew. Hired hand shakes the crooked man's, and now he's building you. It grows higher what you feed, a wildfire that we breathe, with hands more dirty than our clean. Yeah, I feel just like a lost boy. Soil like dust from your fingertips, and soon there won't be a dream. It grows higher what you feed, a wildfire that we breathe, with hands more dirty than our clean. Yeah, I feel just like a lost boy. Nestle into one, we found the warmth that was stored for us from the sun. Collect its power and what we can tote, we'll devour with the last of our hopes, with the last of our hopes. That was the last of our hopes. It grows higher what you feed, wildfire that we breathe, with hands more dirty than our clean. Yeah, I feel just like a lost boy. Ooh, it grows higher what you feed, a wildfire that we breathe, with hands more dirty than our clean. Yeah, I feel just like a lost boy.
This is a song called Disguised Grace, and it was prompted by a photograph of two brothers who had been separated for a few years, quite a long time actually, about 50 years, and they got to see each other for one day and then were separated again. Sublime. Your divine and grown, withholding to
We're here with two of the performers for this big Outpost show, and perhaps a phantom performer, perhaps a fifth Beatle. Fifth Beatle is Sage Harrington. We're also here with Kevin Herrig, and we heard some from new song and old song.
Yeah.
Title track from All You Can't Control. Also here with Meredith Wilder. You remember that name? It was a long time ago. She left us, but she's back.
Howdy.
Do you mind if Kevin, when you first dropped this album, you sort of launched into a different period in your career as far as being a songwriter and being out there. The record is really, produced and kind of dense and a lot of different sound effects, but you're still spending a lot of time all by yourself on stage.
Yeah, which I love doing. I know Meredith does too, but it's so cool to be able to play in different forms and, coming from playing in a 5-piece band. Where every single song I had to think about a guitar and bass and piano and all these different parts. It's cool to just, approach these songs like on a blank slate and kind of pick the instrumentation. It could be completely solo and raw and intimate, or it can be a full band, and there's so many wonderful local musicians to choose from and collaborate with.
Now, Meredith, you were solo, in bands, collaborating. You were exceptionally busy when you were in Albuquerque. Mm-hmm. You go to Colorado, and I guess it's called cooping. You haven't been performing a lot, so what have you been up to up there?
I've been writing more than performing and practicing the craft and getting over a little bit of anxiety from being the new kid in town, preparing for those introductions that I'm going to make. But I do... like Kevin said, enjoy the solo set, and it takes a lot more concentration and practice, as far as I'm concerned, to get ready for those shows when you're the only one that people are listening to.
I remember Richard Thompson, saying that he has to be his own band when he's out there, and that he completely changes how a song is constructed. Is that true of you two as well?
Well, for me, the song's pretty much the same. What I tend to do is just add more space when I have musicians to play with to the original idea that I'll play by myself. I haven't yet changed the form very much, but I plan to.
It's crazy just how much it's changed for me. Like going from having a lead guitarist play with me all the time to just having me on the guitar, I feel like I can actually consider myself within the last couple of years a guitar player. And I don't know if I've ever been able to do that. I was always said, I'm the rhythm guitarist and I write songs, but now I actually feel confident on this instrument, and
that's what I'm working towards.
Yeah, not to say like I can solo like Alex McMahon or anything, but
no one can.
I just feel like yeah, I love being up on stage solo with just a guitar, and yeah, the amount of space that it brings, and yeah, I just like that.
I remember going back 6 months ago, I think, Meredith, you had talked about some of the writing groups you'd been involved in, and I had this idea that you were all sitting in the living room trading licks and half-written songs, and actually that's not ever how it really happened, that a lot of this was an online experience.
Yeah.
And we actually have three members of that group right here, right now. So can you tell me? I mean, this is a skill, but this is also an option that artists of all kinds have to create their own community, even if they're not in the same state anymore.
Yeah.
So what has this process been? I mean, Meredith, you've been up in your cabin, I suppose, writing away, and Kevin and Sage, you've been writing, but also you've been performing out quite a fair amount, I would suspect, because I see your names a lot. So what is the byplay among you? I mean, you set Meredith a torrid pace, right, Kevin? She messed you up, right?
Yeah. I thought in theory, I was like, this group is going to be perfect. I honestly, after the first submission, I was stoked. I'm like, I'm going to write so many songs. I'm going to come out with three albums this year. And that was 4 months ago, and I just submitted that one. But this group has been so beneficial to me in so many other ways than to just output of songs, but to actually to be a part of this community, to see how their creative process works for them and see how their brain works. It really inspires me, and just because I haven't submitted does not mean I'm not like writing and inspired all the time from this group.
Right, and that's the purpose. Really cool. That's the purpose it serves, I think, because I was a part of it in its other forms years ago, and I was the one performing a lot, and I wasn't submitting, but I was inspired by seeing that other people were writing and knowing that when you're reminded that there are songs being written while you're performing or you're thinking of your ideas, I think it helps to lay down your ideas and just remember that other things are continuing to go even if you've stopped.
You had talked about using these sort of prompts, these sort of outside ideas. There's even a song that you gave us, which is a brand new one, which was inspired by the story of the two brothers. How did that come about?
Well, when I submit, I like to submit a word. I submitted loophole, I think was the, or keep on. You did loophole.
Yeah,
Kevin did loophole.
But keep on was yours, and I asked. That was the song that I actually wrote.
Yeah.
That helped me a lot.
So keep on loophole, words, but this was a photograph, which was kind of a cool idea by Ryan Wienpaul. It was his idea, and it's a photograph of two brothers that were separated from South and North Korea when they, like, you know, the barricades were up. And then they allowed 3 days from a lottery system for families to come visit each other in 2014. So this is a photograph of the departure after they saw each other.
So they just, like, go to other... They cross the border, and that may be it.
Yeah, that might be it, because it had been, I think... like 50 years since they saw each other.
They're old fellows.
Yeah, they're pretty old. But the cool thing is, we didn't know the story of the photograph until after the songs were submitted. So I sort of, the way the photo is set up, there's a juxtaposition. There's one guy in the forefront and then his brother on a train. And so there's like these two stories going on, and I didn't know they were so closely related.
Now this sort of prompt idea is supposed to like knock you into a new place creatively.
Yeah.
But at the same time, there's serious stuff going on in your lives. I mean, these are moving into a new community. I think Sage, I see a wedding ring, you know.
You guys, it's beautiful. It's turquoise.
Yeah, cool. It is. You know, and Kevin going into a serious solo world and another wedding ring. There you go. This is so pretty. How do you know, you've got a lot to write about if you just stared at your navel this at least in this year, you know. Is there a tension between like the confessional artist and the you know, the experimental artist?
Oh, definitely. For me, I go to a totally different place when I'm writing from the prompts in the group, or I'm just sitting down to write something for myself. And I would like to get to a point where those were the same feelings, and I didn't have to separate them. But there's definitely personal songs, and then like tapping into more creative, separate worlds.
prepare a place at the table. Prepare a tender for the cold, and lay bare your soul if you're able. Don't compare, don't assume, and don't let old ties drag you down anymore. To let go is holy, and the fear of the fall is much worse than the truth. What is the lying for when lying is only the fear of it all getting the best of you? Be fair to those who are better. Be fair when no one seems to be. And share your joy freely as the weather. They're for all, they're for good, and they're to turn from rain to the brightest day. Though it can't stay the same, the more you resist it, the more it will change. Wait for nothing to happen, instead go and grab it. To wait is to miss what life is handing you. Now you dare say, I know what I'm doing, and you dare think that I don't know a thing. Oh, I care for your words and opinions, wherein I sink, wherein I rise, wherein I will sing my way through to never caring what my table. Try my best to prepare, that's all I can do. Who can tell me to be fair and share my joy freely? If it comes, then it will come, and you will see me. If it comes, then it will come, you will see.
For me, I go to a totally different place when I'm writing from the prompts in the group, or I'm just sitting down to write something for myself. And I would like to get to a point where those were the same feelings, and I didn't have to separate them. But there's definitely personal songs, and then like tapping into more creative, separate worlds. What do you think, Sage?
Well, I have not been using the prompts necessarily, which is maybe a weird thing to admit because that's kind of what the group is based on. I have been basically taking songs out of my songwriting journal that have been half finished for years and finally finishing them, which has felt really good in on one hand, and then on the other hand it's frightening because then when I finish those, am I ever going to be able to write another song again? It feels like every time I go to write a song, that's going to be like the last one, and that there's nothing else
for
after
real?
That.
Oh yeah, yeah. That keeps
and
me
it's
up at night. It's awful. You're all right though. I think they'll keep coming.
Thanks. Well, I'm glad you have faith.
Folks are going to hear this shortly before Election Day.
Oh, gosh.
Shortly before we go into a public coma, which will happen on November 9th, as far as caring about so many things. But as artists, as wordsmiths, your people for whom, you know, lyrics matter, words have meaning, did any of this brouhaha, this imbroglio, this whatever we might call it, did any of this craziness invade what you were doing as far as wanting to respond to it?
I started writing something about it, and mm-hmm. then I stopped, and I was like, I don't want to deal. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I started writing a song recently, and I was like, oh, maybe this can be my submission for this week. And then I was like, actually, I don't want to write about this. I'm going to abandon this.
Oh man, my approach is just, when I hear about all this going on, I don't want to write about it specifically. I don't want people to think about it more than they already have to. So I tend to sit down and I'm like, how can I be the most comforting, calm thing that people can listen to when mm-hmm. they're trying to get away from all of this, you know?
I will say, on the other hand, though, there was a song that I submitted to the group. It was the Keep On Week.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it was a song that I wrote called Cyclone, which is about racial injustice and white privilege and the murder of black people. So that's pretty intense subject matter. And as a white person, I was basically unaware of this type of thing happening on a really regular basis. And so that song is just about, like, white people. Gotta realize that this stuff is happening and recognize it, and I feel like that is the root of a lot of the, I guess, like, more surface level political stuff that's going on.
Yeah.
It's more important than the kind of, like, political bickering.
You did a really good job.
Thank you, Mary.
Yeah, because it's, you could listen to it and interpret it however you want to, but then if you get to talk to Sage, you know that's what it's about. Then.
Yeah, I didn't talk about it necessarily in a very... I guess it's kind of indirect.
Yeah, but in a good way.
Thanks.
Now, where are we going to find these songs? There's this big Outpost show that I've been hearing about. But Meredith, you're about to get on a plane, I guess, and go away again
go
and then
the
come
cabin.
Back. Go back to the cabin. Say hello to the bears.
Make some more soap.
Yep.
So when it comes to where we're going to see you, for you it's going to be this Outpost show, and you might have one or two other little pop-in shows that we might hear about. But as far as following what you're doing, I mean, an album, some people are abandoning the idea of putting out an album and saying one song at a time online.
Really? That's happening?
Yeah, no one buys CDs anymore. Who buys CDs? Except for me.
And me.
Nah. Musicians buy other musicians' albums.
Yeah, that's it.
But as these songs come out, I mean, are you looking to, you know, put them up online? Where do we find them?
That is a really good question. I haven't thought about that. I did a Lemon Moon session a few years ago, which was just one night of a live performance of songs that were written based on an idea. So maybe we could do something like that.
It was like a prototype of the songwriting group.
Yeah, it kind of was. So maybe we could put up a band camp of songwriter group ideas.
The song that I was talking about, Cyclone, is up on my website, which is sageharrington.com.
Yeah,
and my output of songs isn't quite as vast as these two right here, so every song that I put out usually goes on a CD, so be on the lookout for the next album, I guess.
Exactly, yeah. That's my plan too, is by the end of next summer, kind of pick and choose from all these songs and find my favorites. And
Are you planning to be working in Colorado to do that, or are you going to come down here?
I will be in Taos next summer doing an artist in residency, thanks to this guy over here, Kevin, for referring me to it, recommending me for it, I guess is the way to put it. But I'll be there for 2 months working on music, and my plan is to, the reason I got accepted was because I said I wanted to finish an album by the end of the residency. So.
Very cool. All You Can't Control, featuring Meredith Wilder. Don't laugh.
Bluebird fades to gray as the water in the bay loses its blue. Misconstrued your cry, I heard your lie, I took it for a truth. Purge your mind that's full, grab all you can't control, it controls you. Yeah.
took your words up ahead. I was watching you instead. I took your cues. Sometimes I'm strong enough. You drew a breath and blew a wind that shook me loose. Your mind that's full, grab all you can't control, it controls you. Feathers change from blue, a lusterless gray hue to match the bay.
That is Kevin Harrig. Title track performed live in our own studio C. All You Can't Control is the title of Kevin Harrig's, H-E-R-I-G, his new EP, solo work. Also joined by Meredith Wilder and Sage Harrington. And in just the final moments we have, we'll give a little space to Sage Harrington and the song Cyclone, if I can just bring it up here on the magic machine. That just about does it for us. I'm going to leave you with this ballad from Sage Harrington.
Clouded by pretty much.